Yo, 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 we live on location. We ain't tapped in a minute, huh, Black?
Yes, sir.
Hey, we about to get a good tapping in, man. It's the best time of the year to do it, man. Fresh off a killer March. Hey, listen, college basketball did their thing. The women did their thing. The women's game held it down big time.
Salute.
But now we about to get into this NBA playoff stretch, Black. And we know this about to be I feel like this about to be one of the best playoffs in a long time. What you think, G?
I definitely agree with that.
Who going to win? We don't know. Like, you know, you can act like you know the experts all on TV giving takes every other day, but man, listen, this thing up in there. One day, Denver might smack somebody. The next day, Denver might get smacked. Boston might smack somebody. Then Boston give up a 30-point lead to the Hawks. Man, East versus West. Which side you think is the most interesting conference when it comes down to these playoffs? You got the play-in and all that involved.
I think the most interesting conference is the Western Conference. Like, I'm very
Why that? Why is that?
Man, because it's like it's hitters 1 through 10, and anything can happen.
What they got in the East? It ain't nobody just overpowering, looking like they just like the big dogs over there. It's a lot of parity all the way.
Yeah, I still feel like only 2-3 teams can come out the East.
Which 2-3?
The Celtics, the Milwaukee Bucks, and I'm interested to see what Embiid and them going to do.
We got a problem Embiid, off the top. We can't even get good into the tap in. You ain't going to put the Miami Heat as a contender. I don't give a damn who out there. Like, especially when it's wide open like this. When them Heat get into a series, they one of the toughest teams in the league.
Yeah, but I just don't think they can back-to-back play in and make it all the way to
the
finals.
He rolled back healthy. He just came back. They got a lot of their players back healthy, bro. Like they added Scary Terry.
They did.
We know what Bam and Jimmy them do. Like, what you mean?
They did. I definitely agree.
UD, text this man, call this man, straighten him out, man. You gonna just leave him out of the equation? They ain't got no shot.
I'm a Miami Heat fan of the culture, and I definitely think they're gonna be in it, but I just think it's hard to do the same thing they did back to back by coming out to play in and facing Milwaukee and facing Celtics in the first round and making that run like that. It's gonna be hard for them.
City Beautiful, don't get mad at me now. I know the Magic. I ain't being disrespectful like that. I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm with the squad. I'm ready to play the damn theme song and see what we gonna do. So don't get it twisted. I'm thinking that the Magic, we about to have home court advantage in the first round.
Definitely are.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, we about to be ready to smack somebody up and put somebody, set somebody straight.
I feel that. They're very inexperienced, but we gonna see what they can do.
That's cool. You know, that's just how you get your experience. Only one way to get it. You got
to
be up in there. We up in there firmly, tightly. Coming into the season, nobody could have predicted that.
Yeah,
Coach Mosley, I didn't start the petition for Coach of the Year for Coach Mosley. Nobody could have predicted it. Nobody thought it would happen. We see what he's doing, man.
Yeah, you know, a lot of injuries and stuff, you know, got them
next man up every time. And like, my thing with it all, bro, is that Coach Mosley has given this team and this organization an identity. We ain't had that since our time there when I was playing with Dwight and Jameer them. It's been all type of different coaches, front office and everything. Now Jeff Weltman and John Hammond and everybody up front, up top, got everything going in that situation as far as like signing and bringing and drafting the right people and doing all that with the team and then bringing on Coach Mosley.
Yeah.
Because Coach Mosley, like, say what you want. Like, man, you know, it's a different era, different generation. But whatever he doing, however he doing it, it's translating. Them guys responded. And, like, bro, this year, this season, we didn't have, as with the Magic, they didn't have some of their biggest crowds, biggest sellouts in attendance in the history of their organization. Like, forget about Shaq, forget about Dwight, all of them. This season has been some of the biggest crowds ever. Like, this team, like, they got the city. The city rocking with them.
That's definitely true. Man, I love to watch them play. They play exciting basketball. They play together. One thing they definitely do is they play hard. Man, I'm interested to see what they do. They're a young team, and I think they're going to be here to stay. We're going to be seeing these Orlando Magics in the playoffs for years and years to come.
Are the Nuggets unbeatable? Is anybody out West, do you feeling like, I know it's been, you know, up and down, this and that, but, like, can anybody knock off the Nuggets when they get full strength and they in the 7-game series.
Well, this is my bowl for this whole thing.
Oh, like, shit, we got a pro.
No disrespect to the defending champs, but I feel like the winner of this Clippers and Mavs series is going to go to the championship. It's going to come out the West.
Okay. You saying that's the winner. That's your favorite in the West. One of them two teams.
Favorite in the West is
because they got to see each other first. So whoever wins that, first. You got them as your favorite.
I feel like that's gonna be the test series.
And who you got winning that though? Who you think gonna win that?
You know, I'm going with the Clippers. You know, because I want the Clippers to win a championship. That's who I'm going with. But like I said, I feel like whoever wins the series, the Mavericks been playing the best. Since the All-Star break, man, I think they on an 18-2.
Kyrie is out there going crazy.
It seemed like they done found their niche. They had a great trade deadline. They got some key pieces that fit in perfect with them. Kyrie and Luka kind of found their rhythm with each other. They kind of know what each other does. And the Clippers, I just feel like the Clippers just give people problem with the firepower they have on the wing. With Russ and Norman coming off the bench, how
Norman
they playing.
Probably sixth man of the year. Probably got that sold.
Like
up.
I just love both of them teams and how they built and how they structure. And I feel like the best team to beat the Nuggets in the West to me,
one of them two,
is one of them two teams. I feel like they give the Nuggets more problems than any other team.
How dope is the play-in about to be, though? Like, when the play-in first started, you ever think you was going to see LeBron and the Lakers, Steph, Klay, and Draymond and the Warriors, KD and the Suns? Like, bro, what is, like, the play-in about to be as lit as anything?
I don't think KD in a minute. I think it's Pelicans and
oh,
Sacramento.
KD didn't plug. That's right. They ain't on the street. That's right. It's going to be now. It's even the Pelicans.
Pelicans.
With Zion hooping, how he hooping?
Yeah.
We got to give Zion a shout-out, too, bro. Like, Zion, since the All-Star break, been him.
He been doing it all year. He's really been playing good. I'm glad to see a full year of him.
No, I'm saying, though, like, you know, everybody was talking shit, counting that first half. He ain't and say that the reports that came out, he didn't lost about 20, 25 pounds or whatever it's been. He looking like he ain't missed no games. He been playing all the games and he playing heavy minutes in the game. So you know what that means. You right when you doing that. So like we got to give a shout out to him about that because everybody was giving him shit when he wasn't really doing that.
Yeah, I just think he had a consistent year of doing stuff. I think the way to stay off when you
is
up
B.I.
every
back yet?
No, he's going to be back sometime this week. But I think being consistent this year, he's steady in the weight room. He's not just rehabbing. He actually playing games. He putting minutes in. That keeps the weight off. That keeps you in the movement of what's going on. And he looked good. He looking like an all-star. He looked like a threat. The West play-in is just crazy. The Lakers just took the eighth spot. If I'm not mistaken,
they went on the crazy little streak for a minute.
It's gonna be interesting, you know. But I'm not gonna lie, nothing against Pelicans and Sacramento. I just would love to see Golden State and the Lakers with the 7th and 8th spot because I feel like this is kind of the last year
for that
for them older teams to be in. Because I think we in a new era now.
Speaking of the new era then, like Minnesota, a.k.a. Minnetonka.
Yeah.
They sitting at the top. Big dogs. But, like, is Cat going to be able to come back? That's the major piece to me. We know Ant-Man, you know, Ant-Man is ascending. He is, you know, this year he stepped on and he stepped up as a superstar. He's arrived, all-star, all that stuff. And, you know, they predicting maybe the face of the league and all that. But, like, he need that Cat. Cat Towns to go where they trying to go as far as like, you know, advance to the finals or knock Denver off and you know, contend with them as the number one seed. What you think about the Timberwolves? Cause I like their whole squad, but like they need Cat.
Yeah, they just got to get healthy. They've been holding on to the one and the two seed the whole year. Cat come back, I think they'll be right back on track. Anthony Edwards is looking all world right now. And, they definitely going to need it just in case they run into them Lakers first round or them Golden State Warriors or even the Pelicans or Sacramento. So whoever's coming out there playing, they definitely gonna need Cat to get everything together.
So we didn't talk about the Clippers, you know, Denver, Minnesota, but like Dallas. Mm-hmm. Them OKC Thunder number two, bro, number three.
Yes.
I don't know about you. I got SGA as my MVP.
I do, too.
I'm just saying. The man is a 30-ball guaranteed. I got SGA as the MVP. The way that the season is shook out and everything he done. And they young, bro.
Yeah.
His college
teams that's older than them.
They young. It's college. And then they got all type of draft picks and draft capital moving forward. Like, mm-hmm. What's their chances out west? You know, Shai been sitting out. I don't know how serious. I don't think the injury too serious, but, you know, he taking his time to get right. Meantime, Jalen Williams, that man didn't ascend it too. He's going to be next year. He's going to be chomping at the bit trying to be an all-star or something, the way he hooping and the ascension he making. So, well, what do you think about them dudes,
I think the Thunder is ready to go. Like, the West is loaded. We can go down the list of people, but the Thunder, to be so young and have them young players play, they played at an all-time high all season. They've been battling Minnesota for the 1-2, which feeds them young fellas and give them more experience of what it takes to win. Getting in these playoffs, they're finna give them a little bit more experience. That's the only thing I'm kind of shy with Minnesota and OKC being number one, number two, is because the experience in the playoffs. You know, I feel like Minnesota got something. They played last year. They played against the champs, won one game. I feel like they got a little bit more experience of what they need to do. But OKC, man, I'm excited to see them in the playoffs doing their thing. They was in the play-in last year, and now they like number two.
I wish OKC still had Steven Adams, a.k.a. Aquaman.
I
feel like that, like if they had him, because then I'm not as worried about Chet trying to go rumble and fight with the Goberts and the Joe and the Jokic. You know what I'm saying? Like them some big dogs down there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like and Chet game, he, you know what I'm saying, he gonna fight and do everything. But I feel like if at times they could go Chet at the four, him at the five with Steven, they still have Steven Adams, that'd be some shit for them.
Yeah, and just to have a solid backup center, you know what I'm saying, behind Chet. I think with Joker being so dominant, and a lot of these teams to beat Denver, you're going to have a boatload of centers. You're going to need at least two to three centers to throw bodies at Joker, because Joker is dominating so much, and they the team to beat. So you got to kind of adjust to what them Nuggets is doing.
How you feeling about Boston, man, this year? I feel like people are seeing, you know, with some of the struggles that Milwaukee is having, how valuable, you know, Drew Holiday truly is and was, like, for Milwaukee, and now how valuable he is for Boston. What you seeing out there in Beantown? What can they do?
With Beantown, I feel like I think they're going to be fine, long as Porzingis stay healthy. I think the rest of the team
is a big part of them. Like, he got to be right.
But Porzingis got
to – he brings something different that they haven't had in these last 3-4 years.
Yeah, he has to play the whole playoffs. Like every single game, he has to play the whole playoffs, and I think they'll be fine. Now, when it comes to Milwaukee, I feel like they still haven't found it. Yeah, they haven't found it, and I think
I don't know what it is.
To me, it just looked like guys haven't let go. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean by that?
Like you got to let your ego go and let your game go and play team ball. They not playing team ball. It's not a lot of camaraderie there. It's not a lot of togetherness. That's what I'm seeing. It's more like a lot of individual. They're not playing like a team.
Your turn, my turn.
Yeah, it's more your turn, my turn. And that's it's not just with the stars, it's with everybody. Because they have the team. I understand Drew Holiday is not being there, but that's not it.
I can understand some of the struggles defensively with losing to Drew Holiday, right? I totally can. I didn't think they would struggle as much as they've struggled offensively. I thought Dame and Giannis went perfect together, yin and yang.
Yeah.
And I like the complimentary pieces. Obviously, they had to wait for you know, Middleton to get kind of back healthy, but he done came back and got kind of back to his form. I just don't. I haven't been able to figure out like why they look the way they look offensively. Yeah. I thought they would be much more explosive, and I can't put my finger on that.
But you know, one thing about it is like it's regular season, so you playing different teams every other night. You might play a team back to back here and there.
I expected them to be way more dominant, though.
You playing different teams every night. When it comes down to these playoffs, and they have to focus in on one team for 7-game series, it can turn. They're good enough where it can turn the corner real quick.
Well, you know that's how it goes, and especially in the league, like they and like you said, they are a good enough team to where it don't even take a game.
Yeah.
It could be a stretch in a quarter where like, oh shit, we figured something out. Or whatever it is. Like you say, it could happen real quick. It could be something real small. And like all of a sudden, like you say in a series, now we playing like what everybody thought we could have been. So, I mean, when you get teams, that's why I say some of these teams, like the Lakers, the Warriors, them being in it is enough. That don't mean they're going to actually do, you know, turn that corner or get that groove, but they have that ability to, if they hit a groove, look the hell out. Like, even the Lakers or whoever you want to name.
That's what the playoffs are about. The playoffs is about run. The playoffs is about when it click and come together. Like we watched it last year with Miami. They look up and down all season. A lot of guys was hurt. A lot of guys was in and out.
I'm surprised. Then, I'm going to have UD card. I can't believe you ain't put them in having it. Like, to me, my thing is this, just like when they went to the bubble, it's just like the way Spo do them the whole year long and the way that whole the coach, everybody think heat culture is whatever you want to think. Like, it's a real thing, bro. Like, them, they got that bunker mentality. Like, when you put them in a play-in, put them in a seed, in a series, they always one of the hardest outs in the series.
Yeah, just it could be a hard out, but I just consistently doing that and coming out, you're not going to do that. You can't continue to do that.
So you saying they just ain't going to do that this year?
I just don't see them coming out the play-in and going to the championship.
Should we bet? Should we make like a
–
I don't bet money, but like we should put a push-up bet on this, huh? We want to bet some push-ups? 50? 100? Which one?
I bet if they play Boston or Milwaukee in the first round, they are out. They're not going to beat Boston and Milwaukee in the first round, which they in the play-in, they got to play Boston or Milwaukee.
So that's what it is. So getting out of the first round for the Heat.
Yeah.
They got, and if they don't.
Like, they can possibly be the 7th seed or the 8th seed, and they playing Boston or Milwaukee. I just don't feel like this year they're going to do
so
that.
So our bet
again
is that they can't, you saying they can't get out of the first round, I'm saying they can.
Yeah, I said they're not. If they play Boston, Milwaukee, they're not going to. If they're in the play-in, which they are, if I'm not mistaken, they play Boston, Milwaukee in the first round, they're not coming out the first round this year. This year.
So let's just bet that they're not getting out of the first round because we can't really control who it's going to be.
No, if they're the 6th seed and they play Orlando Magic, yeah, they're going to pop Orlando.
Orlando not the 1st seed. They're not.
They the 3rd seed. I'm just saying, if they get the 6th seed, they play Orlando at the 3rd seed. They're going to pop Orlando. But if they be 7th or 8th seed.
I don't like the way you disrespect the Magic.
I'm not
right
disrespecting
now.
Orlando. I love Orlando. I feel like they coming.
We'll firm up the bet. We'll figure out the bet when it's time. We can't really set it right now. But speaking of the Magic, talk about them.
Yeah, the Magic look amazing. You know, I'm a Florida boy
Orlando
now.
Orlando Magic. You heard that song, boy.
No, I haven't heard that song. I'm a Florida boy now, man, and I root for Orlando. They're a great team to watch. They're young. They're exciting. They play hard. Man, they got dope players. Not only one, they got one or two players in almost every position that can really go and really play.
I'm hoping
they get Klay Thompson. Don't tell nobody. Next year or something like that. I feel like that's a piece that they missing. But yeah, I like Orlando. It depends on who they play, who they run into, and they might get out the first round.
So you just mentioned it, though. You feel like you just said earlier, like you feel like the Warriors, the Lakers, this is like the last year or two for these teams, the oldest. You feel like it's like kind of like a change in the guard time. Like it's about the time be where like, all right, LeBron, you no longer like that phase. Time to pass the mantle to whether it's Ant, Luke, or whoever it's going to be. You think it's time for the young boys to step up? Like, SGA and all them. It's the new school time. It's time to we in the midst of seeing the changing of the guard.
Yeah, it's over for the Warriors. It's over for the Lakers. If they don't make no significant moves and get different players in and kind of revamp their rosters.
Ain't no move being made right now at this point. Unless you're talking about for next year. Like, this point, it's done. Ain't nobody get – ain't no move
made. If they stay complacent with what they got, I don't see them – I don't see them getting past where they at. Like, we watched the Lakers and the Warriors be the 9th and 10th seed all year. You know?
That's that part. All of them, the Warriors,
like,
too.
The change of the guard is here. Like – the Mavericks is not going nowhere. Clippers is not going nowhere. Denver. Now you got Minnesota and OKC. You got the Pelicans. You got Sacramento fighting every year. And one thing we forgetting about is the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies
was like Ja's not here, but not just him. Clark was hurt for the whole year.
That's another team
that we got to throw
back in the mix next year. So. This year,
you're right. Unless they make some significant changes, Warriors and Lakers gonna be on the outside looking in.
And I think, you know, on the low, I think
this year though,
if the Lakers catch Minnesota, OKC, they can beat them.
I definitely agree. I feel like I'm telling you. That's why I said what I said earlier. I feel like this whole thing wide open. Anybody could beat anybody, and. It's people's job to get on TV and say, yeah, this is what it's going to be. It's people's job to make the bets and say, this is going to be this. But, like, man, please, if ever that was a year, you don't know who the hell going to win this year. Yeah. That's why I'm super excited to watch. I'm going to be sitting there like a kid at the damn candy store, like, because it's really about to be, like, until the series start to play out and you start to see different things. Like, you can't walk into no series like, yeah, this is ain't no for sure thing. I don't care. One through eight.
I got whoever win the Mavericks and Clippers series coming out the West.
I heard you said that. That's a bold statement. That's a pretty bold statement. He said, hey, look, I don't know, boy. That boy Kyrie on something different. He catching lobs and shit. He out here acting strange,
them
boy. He out here
good, man.
Who your MVP right now? Who your MVP? We ain't got but a couple games. April 9th, we ain't got but a couple games.
Yeah, I got SGA. I feel like that consistent 30 all year. And what's crazy, he's been playing a little beat up. And he's been consistent. He has led OKC.
Nobody thought they could be a 3 seed.
Yeah, he's been top 2, top 3 the whole season. I think SGA deserves it. I think he did his thing. And my vote is SGA.
I agree, man. I got SGA right now. I was on the Tatum wagon for a long time. It kind of had to tail off. But that boy, because for me, it's like, it's not only do you, like, you could look at the numbers and see what he do, but, like, bro, not just like us as former players. Like, obviously the fans is one thing, but, like, you got former players and current players who they favorite player to watch, SGA. Who you talk to different dudes, like, who you, like, SGA is that dude right now that you want to, like, I pay the price of admission to go walk through and see. Because he going to put on a damn show. And like you say, with him putting up this many, every night, everywhere he go, he giving that work. Then he going to get out the game and put on a crazy fit and go put a caption on social media for you, rapping
he got,
and
he
shit.
He got bars on social media.
He's showing that he might be turning into that, you know, that type of player that's like he's one of them dudes that's just a lightning rod. The fans and everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, he doing the little model stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he popping right now. But more importantly than everything, when he get on that court in between them lines, it's curtains for you. It's damn near guaranteed 30, and that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he a legit 6'4", 6'5", guard to do everything from inside out to posting up to really making people move around embarrassing. So, yeah, I'm a roll with SGA right now. And that's big love to everybody else because I got big love for Luka, Joker. I feel like Giannis is an MVP candidate every single year, regardless. Every year, he's there. Even JT did his damn thing, and I feel like he ain't get enough credit for, because the last couple years when he was averaging 29-30, everybody like, oh, he need to get his team involved and make people better. And so, like, I felt like this year he did that. His team is, you know, the top seed in the East. been that like the whole year and they that by a mile. You know what I'm saying? They that by a mile. And like, you know what I'm saying? That means you don't play a lot of games, a lot of the minutes that everybody else played, but like his assists, rebounds, all of that defense, everything that got better. But like, I feel like he kind of got penalized for that. You know what I'm saying? His teammates got better. He got D. White. He got Drew Holiday stepping up. Jalen always been doing his thing. But like, so I feel like, you know, Tatum still did what he's supposed to do. But, you know, the storylines play out how they play out.
Yeah, I definitely feel like this is one of Tatum's best years. I just like the way he's playing, like how he's playing all overall.
Yeah, so, he figured it out.
Yeah.
Who you like for DPOY?
Defensive player of the year. Wemby.
I don't know why they playing these games trying to act like he can't get it this year when he didn't earn it. Yeah. I saw a stat the other day saying he got the same amount or more blocks this year, 1 year, that Rudy Gobert had the last 2 years combined. What are you talking about? To me, it's a landslide. It ain't even close. When you look at the numbers and what he's been able to do, this dude then leapfrogged over any expectations. Like, you know, we was back and forth early and see this. Like, man, that thing is a runaway for rookie of the year. It should be for defensive player of the year, too. A lot of people saying that, you know, because the Spurs overall team defense isn't as great as some of the other teams and all of that, like that he shouldn't win a defensive player of the year. To me, like, is the award the defensive team of the year or the defensive player of the year? Because if it's the defensive player of the year individually, he's that to me. He can't, you know, like, it ain't his fault that he don't got the same type of, you know, personnel around him that can defend the way that some of the other teams do or whatever it may be. But if you asking me the defensive player of the year, I'm telling you, I'm choosing Wemby.
Yeah, I feel like every player know that. He calls
plug him into whatever the number one team that's defensively the number one team, they're going to be that much more out of this fucking world because he's the best defensive player in the league right now. That's the scary thing about him. This is the, you know, for all intents and purposes, this is the worst version of Wemby we going to see in this motherfucker all world right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think he deserved defensive player of the year. Don't nobody else really stick out.
They like trying that. To say Rudy. That's the name I've been hearing. I mean, I think every time I think defensive player of the year, I feel like Bam is the automatic, you know, he on one of them teams because he one of them dudes that guard all of the positions. So he got to be, as long as he make a team, he ain't got to necessarily win the award, but he a defensive, one of them all defensive teams year in, year out for what he do. But I've been hearing Rudy, and I'm not saying Rudy shouldn't get his because he's the stifle tower. He getting shit up out of there too, but this kid then came in and took all that over. He took all that up. Like, we could give, as far as rookie of the year, we could give, you know, Chet and B. Miller some love, but that thing a landslide. That's a runaway train, bro. That's Juggernaut in the Marvel movie. When he get to run, you ain't stopping. That's over with.
So he deserved rookie of the year, even though they the last team in the West.
Landslide.
Yeah, I definitely
landslide. You see these numbers this man putting up? He putting up numbers that just him and Wilton did, bro. When you start getting, you watching sports in the shows, you see your box up there just with him and him did it, or only he did it? Like, nah.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think Wemby should win Defensive Player of the Year and Rookie of the Year. Shout out to Chet. Chet has an amazing year. He's been playing with a top three team all year. And he's
been killing.
He's been the second best player on that team. And shout out to Brandon Miller, you know.
B. Miller.
He had the opportunity to play. Man, to ever 17 points as a rookie is phenomenal. And both of them having great years. They representing their class to the fullest, and they look real good. But Wemby is something different. And I feel like he's supposed to get two awards this year.
That's going to be crazy, though. But tell me this, who you got for sixth man of the year? Got Malik Monk, Nas Reed, Norman Powell.
I got Malik Monk. I got Malik Monk as my sixth man of the year. It's just I love all the guys. You know, I'm a Clipper guy, so I love Powell. But it's something about what Malik Monk do for Sacramento that's different than every sixth man in the league. They do. He bring energy. He's bringing scoring. He bring the fire. Like I just love what Malik Monk do off the bench. So I'm going to go with Malik Monk. I feel like he deserves it.
I got Storm and Norman.
Okay.
Storm and Norman Powell all day long. My man, you know, obviously the Clippers, they're a higher seed up in it. I don't know their averages off the top, but I just know that, you know, and I feel like Malik is a bench player who's also a starter too, but I just feel like both could be, the same could be said for both of them, but I just feel like because the Clippers have had more success as a team, and that has a lot to do, especially with, you know, the injuries they had in and out, I feel like Storm and Norman has had a better year of the two. So I got to give it to Storm and Norman.
I feel that.
Coach of the year now. Who you got for that? Hey, there's a whole lot of names on here. I only see one. For real. Well, I ain't gonna lie. I gotta get my man for the Thunder. I don't know how to say his last name, but Mark, whatever his last name is, he done did a hell of a job.
Yeah,
the Thunder ahead of schedule.
I have OKC coach.
Him?
Yeah, I got him as coach of the year.
Tell Coach Mosley, don't let him in the practice. I got Coach Mosley, Jamal Mosley, Orlando Magic. Yeah, I'm going right there. And I done seen it firsthand, up close and personal. And I just think, you look, like I say, like, you know, the Thunder maybe weren't as good as they are this year in the previous years, but they've been like on the radar. Like, look, they got SG. They've been building. They've been coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I felt like, yeah, the Magic have been building and this, that, and third, but I feel like this year came, nobody expected this year that they just had. And I feel like based on that, the success they done had out of nowhere, they weren't even picked to make the playoffs, bro.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. Like, the Thunder was picked to make the playoffs, at least. Yeah. I don't know what, but at least, like, the Magic weren't even spoken for in the playoffs. Weren't even expected. Yeah, whatever. Like, now we number three and we a team. Like, you know, you got to come and play. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go with Coach Mosley. Still giving T. Lou a lot of love, too, because T. Lou done did his damn thing over there no matter what's been going on. I still feel like he consistently one of the best coaches in the game and always got to go love the, you know, La Spostra Nostra. You sure already know it. I know this was something that was big in your mind. You a big time. It's weird because he didn't play college basketball, but this he a big ass college basketball fan. What you thought about the March Madness? I want to first go to the women's side because I'm not being biased when I say I feel like, truthfully speaking, the NCAA women's tournament was more lit than the men's.
Yeah, I feel like
this. You agree with that?
Yeah,
I felt like I knew their stars more so than I knew the men's stars. You know, we could leave right away. So it ain't always enough. If we get good, we gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know these girls because they've been there 3-4 years and you done watched them and you done watched them get cold. And if they was killing last year, you know they coming back next year because they have to. So I feel like because they had the stars and those stars showed up and showed the hell out the way they did, like this year for the women's game was crazy.
The women's tournament, like, it was crazy. Man, shout out to Juju. The lady record she broke, I don't know if a lot of people know this, I didn't really put it out there, but her name is Tina Hutchinson. She's from East St. Louis, Illinois. She went to my high school. She held that freshman record for 40 years.
Oh, okay.
And Juju just broke it this year. So shout out to Tina Hutchinson. But
East Saints fine.
Yeah,
son.
East Saint fine.
You know, little humble brag. I hear you, East Saint in the building.
Man, Juju Page, Caitlin, Angel Reese, Fly J, Big
Fly
Camila.
Fly J was out there hooping,
Man, just all the stars that they had and just the tournament that the women's threw this
coaches,
year.
Coaches, Gino, Don,
yeah, coaches.
Kim.
Like, it was just an amazing tournament to watch. All the way down to the end. Caitlin Clark, like, I know she didn't win a title, but for her to take Iowa
right
to two back-to-back championships and without having another McDonald's All-American or even the All-American on her team is just crazy to do. I don't think too many colleges have done that in this sense. But shout out to Don and South Carolina, a team that they lost all five of their starters and come back with an undefeated season and win the whole thing.
Don the GOAT.
When they didn't think they was going to win it, that's crazy to do. And just the whole game overall, man, I'm looking forward seeing next year what it brings with
Big
Juju leading the way. I'm looking forward to seeing. I'm so happy that
Paige coming back though. Paige
coming
back.
I'm so happy that the WNBA starts
right after,
like in another month or so. Because coming off the college season like that, and then you get these high draft picks and Angel and Kaitlyn and Camila
just
coming
look,
out,
just FYI,
and
you
going
know
the, straight to the pros.
The mock draft got Cardoza going to them Chicago Sky. Just so you know what I'm saying.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that's what the mock draft say. You know, Camila Cardoza straight to the Chicago.
Well, the mock
Sky
draft said. I seen she was going to the Sparks.
Nah, that ain't the one I seen. You seen something different. I said, yeah, they got something else for what you talking about. They talking about Big Cardoza coming on to the
I
Sky.
Feel
we
that,
need
I feel
a presence
that.
Down.
But
there,
it's a lot of dope
me?
Girls in the draft this year, man. So they got the pick of the litter when they come out. That top 12 is going to be crazy. But, yeah, I'm looking forward. It makes me excited to see what's going to come in the WNBA season next year. So shout out to them and doing their thing and in the college basketball, because it was dope.
I hate to have to do this. I hate to have to do this, because when I was watching UConn win, mm-hmm. all I could think about is Caron Butler. Whole yeah. time we was in Detroit, all he used to always talk about, when you think you can't, UConn. Like, that was all I texted him at this point. I said, bro, that was all I could damn think about. Congrats to you and your team. Like, these boys in back-to-back,
back
bro.
To back.
This ain't been done since Noah and Horford and them boys. Billy Donovan did that down in Florida. And, like still, the way they did it was, like, world domination. Like, what do you think about UConn and the culture that, you know, Coach Hurley then built over there, and the way he got them boys? Like, because, you know, you hear about a lot of the places and a lot of the schools, everybody dealing with NIL. Like, you don't really hear or see any chatter or him dealing with none of that over there. And he didn't won back-to-back, and they was, you know, they was brewing before they even won. So, like, he seen and got it figured out. Like, what do you think of how UConn just dominating right now, back-to-back national championships? Is
man,
crazy.
First of all, shout
and out. UConn is 6-0 in national championship scenarios. If they get there, they win. They ain't lost one.
First of all, shout out to Purdue. Purdue got popped early last tournament, and them guys came back and was determined, and they got all the way to the championship. That's dope to see how they came back, and they had a goal, and they made it to that goal. They fell short, but it's cool. But UConn, Coach Hurley, the culture that he built over there and how the history is. If we look at it since 2000, man, they done won 6 titles.
Crazy.
Since 2000.
Them boys ain't playing.
And just to get back to back, that's even
that's
harder,
legendary,
man.
Right there.
And just how dominant they was. This wasn't nothing that they a team and almost beat them and
yeah,
all
they
this stuff. They dominated
the
tournament. They're going to really go down in history of how bad they dominated the tournament. They beat every team by at least 10 points or more. Man, they just look good out there. I look forward to seeing what they're going to do next year, because it looked like they're trying to three-peat.
Yeah, no doubt. I agree with everything you said. Hey, random stat of the week. Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey are the first teammates in NBA histories to each of them had 3 50-point games in the same season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first of all, like, okay, Big MB, it ain't no question. We know. We knew this. We've been seeing this. But can we talk about the young boy Maxey? Because I want to take some credit right here. You remember when I came back from USA Basketball, me and Dre Miller went out there. This one, before he went to Kentucky, just before he got drafted, before he was anything, we came back. It was, I think, I want to say the big name guys there was Wiseman, Cole Anthony, and then it was some other guys. But I remember coming back. Remember I told you, I say, look, Wiseman was cool. I say, Cole, you could see that he was the number one player. He had the swag and everything. Still to this day, you can see that in Cole. I say, but the dude who I didn't know nothing about, who I went there and didn't know who he was, and I left there like, this boy Cole, it was Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey, I was seeing the right leg floaters, like, hold up, that's different. This boy, he already going to kind of get your attention because he run up and down fast and he got the hair going. So you like, who's this little man? You know what I'm saying? But like when he was, his float game was crazy. I was like, yo, he got the weird jump off the right leg, finish with the right hand. But he floating that like, He done brought that to the league, and now he done took that thing to a whole nother level. I feel like he gained something from Harden being there. He learned something from him. And the whole time, he was bubbling. He was ready to, you know what I'm saying, to do his own thing. And now you seeing he done been put on the showcase, and that boy, he one of them now.
Yeah, Tyrese Maxey, I feel like him playing behind Harden and playing with Harden the year before. Harden not playing this year and wanting to trade out. And I feel like Joel Embiid going down gave him another chance to step up. And I feel like all of that just built more and more confidence in him because not only did the team depend on him, a whole organization in the city depended on him. And he stepped up to the plate. You know, I know you big on your Orlando Magic, but I don't think they would have been the number three seed if Embiid was healthy this year. But
well, if we'd all be drunk.
Can I finish saying what I was?
I'm just throwing that out there too.
But I think the highest they could have got maybe was four, but you know, Embiid got hurt, so you know, it is what it is. But I think that's gonna be a good combination for the future. Like I think stuff like that, a humble kid like Maxey, somebody who's growing and all that, man, type of stuff like that keeps Embiid there. Instead of Embiid going somewhere and they not building around him the right way. They done got him from the draft, and he's turning out to be one of them. So, man, shout out to Maxey, man. He be doing his thing.
Shout out of the day. Who you want to give a shout out to? Who you got a shout out for?
Man, just shout out to the NCAA Women's Tournament. Just women's basketball in general, man. Like, it's been a minute since I've been this excited for a tournament. It's been a minute since the women's game that had me on the edge of my seats looking at this. I done seen some of the craziest shots all the way from the conference tournaments. You know, like Big Camila hitting that shot to beat Tennessee, hitting the three. That was her first three of the season, and she hit it for a game. Like, it's been exciting really kind of all year round. So, man, I want to just give them a shout-out to all them. And shout out to Juju for breaking, you know, a legend from my city record that she's been holding for 40 years. I think that was a dope feat, and I look forward to seeing her do more.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro. Got to shout out the whole everything that went into the whole production and of everything, like the ESPN coverage with L. Duncan, Drea Carter, Shanae, they was killing it. Holly Rowe was killing it on the sidelines. Like, everything was dope, man. Like you said, all the teams, the girls really seized. I feel like they made everything what it was by seizing the moment and showing up and showing out the way they did. Like, all of the teams, the coaches, Dawn Staley, she legendary. Gonna forever be legendary. I like the way everything has just has grown. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get to see the coach's personality with their gear, with the way they swagging, the way they dress, the girls, the way they playing. They really showing their game off and showing up, man. And I feel like you said, this was – they had superstars, bro. They had household names that really showed up and put it down in this tournament and put them, you know, in the right direction. And I feel like it's going to get bigger and better, so – shout out to, like you said, to the NCAA tournament, man. The presentation, everything that went into it, the coverage of it, the way the ladies carried themselves and performed. It was drama-free, you know what I'm saying? I felt like it was respect shown when whoever won and whoever lost. It was no sidebar foolishness. It was just straight basketball, and it was top-notch. It was dope. So,
great, you know, sportsmanship, you know, just stay competitive.
Yep.
Man, shout out to and congrats to UConn and congrats to the Louis Vuitton Don.
The Louis Vuitton Don.
Because she be dripping on the sideline.
Every time.
South Carolina, shout out to UConn. It definitely gets your heart pumping. And now I'm very excited for the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, man. So that's going to be a wrap on the tap-in, man. But we back out here in these streets, man. So y'all stay loaded up. Stay subscribed and, you know, follow up and do all that good stuff. And we live on location.
Yep.
Me and the blackest one.
You know it.
I want to thank y'all for your continued support of the Knuckleheads Podcast. Be sure to give us 2 taps by writing a review and rating 5 stars wherever you get your podcast. And make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. You can also watch all the episodes on the Players Tribune YouTube page. Follow us on social media at Knuckleheads Podcast and join our Knuckleheads Facebook group for exclusive content. Thanks again to all of our guests and fans. This wouldn't be possible without y'all.
ThePlayersTribune.com